Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Red Market Queen, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Ghost in My Gut. Pain. It comes in waves, thick, suffocating, unnatural. A deep, insidious ache that spreads from the core of my body outward like an infection, like poison dripping into my bloodstream. My stomach churns. My limbs are lead. My head feels like it's been cracked open and left to rot in the sun. The smell hits me next, cheap antiseptic mixed with the stench of stale sweat and blood. My blood. I force my eyes open. The ceiling above me is cracked, yellowed with water stains, flickering under the dim glow of a buzzing light bulb that's on its last breath. A motel room. A filthy motel room. One of those places where the only thing cheaper than the rent is the dignity of the people who check in. I don't remember coming here. I don't remember anything. A sharp, sickening pull at my side sends a bolt of nausea up my throat. Something's wrong. My fingers twitch as I lift my hand, dragging it across my stomach. My breath catches. There's a bandage, a thick, coarse strip of gauze pressed against my flesh. It's damp. Wet. I yank it off. The air leaves my lungs in a ragged, disbelieving gasp. My stomach has been sliced open, stitched back up in jagged, uneven lines. Sloppy. Rushed. Like a back alley butcher had his way with me and didn't give a damn about the mess he left behind. Then it hits me. The worst realization of my life. I press my fingers into the hollow space where my kidneys should be. It's gone. I freeze. For the first time in my life, I feel true, primal stomach-churning fear. I've seen this before. Hell, I've done this before. I'm the one who makes the calls, the one who decides which desperate bastard gets cut open for parts. I built this empire. This business. This industry. I am the Red Market Queen. And someone just fucking robbed me. A scream bubbles up my throat, but I swallow it down, pushing past the fire in my gut. I won't panic. I won't break. I won't let them win. Instead, I roll to the side, my entire body trembling as I force myself upright. The room spins violently, tilting like a sinking ship. I press my palms against the bed, steadying myself. Sweat beads along my forehead. My shirt is damp with blood and fever. Whoever did this, whoever had the balls to take something from me, didn't bother finishing the job. A mistake they'll regret for however long they have left to live. I reach for my phone. My fingers barely have the strength to hold it steady, but I press down on the screen, unlocking it with a slow swipe. The brightness stabs my retinas. My contacts list blurs before me. I need answers. I need blood. I tap the first name that comes to mind. Three rings. Then a groggy voice. Boss. Marco. My right-hand man. My second in command. The bastard I pay to make sure shit like this doesn't happen to me. I swallow the acid in my throat. My voice comes out rough, raw like gravel scraping against metal. Where the fuck am I? A pause. A deep inhale. Then hesitation. Shit. Talk. Boss, he hesitates again. There was a deal. Last night. You said it was private. Told us all to clear out. I squeeze my eyes shut, forcing my brain to work through the static in my head. Fragments flash before me. A meeting. A face I can't quite place. A drink. Then nothing. You don't remember? Marco's voice is laced with something. Pity. Fear. Guilt. A spark of fury flares in my gut. Who did this? Silence. Marco. My voice sharpens deadly. Give me a name. His breath hitches. Boss, I don't know. Lying. Motherfucker. The phone is slick in my palm from the sweat coating my skin. My grip tightens. You sure about that? I murmur, low and venomous. More silence. Then. Click. He hung up. The bastard hung up on me. The room is deathly still. I can hear the low hum of the broken light bulb. The sound of my own breath, ragged, shallow, seething. Marco knows something. And if he's lying, he's in on it. My hands curl into fists, pressing into the mattress beneath me. Pain lances through my body, sharp and relentless, but I push past it. I drag myself off the bed, planting my feet on the sticky, grimy floor. My legs shake. My stomach screams. I don't give a shit. Someone stole a piece of me. They thought I'd bleed out and be forgotten. They thought I'd disappear. They thought I'd die. They don't know who the fuck I am. I grab my gun, forcing my body to move through the agony. My heart is a war drum, pounding with one singular purpose. I am going to find the bastard who did this to me. And I am going to rip them apart. Piece by fucking piece. Chapter 2, Blood in the Water. Pain is a slow-burning fire licking at my insides, but rage? Rage is a goddamn inferno. It fuels me, steadies me, keeps my vision sharp even as my body begs for rest. Rest is for the dead. I shove through the motel door and step into the night. The air is thick with the stench of piss, asphalt, and desperation. The neon flicker of a busted streetlight casts a sickly glow across the parking lot, where two tweakers are arguing over a half-smoked cigarette. Nobody looks at me. Nobody ever does. Not unless I want them to. I clutch my side, forcing my legs to move. Every step sends a fresh jolt of agony through my ribs, but I welcome it. Pain is proof of life. Pain is a fucking reminder. I need a car. A phone that doesn't have Marco's sweaty fingerprints all over it. And I need to get my hands on someone who can tell me who the fuck just put me on the menu. But first, I need to know if my empire is still standing. The call. The bodega on 7th and Ashes a front, just like half the businesses I have my claws in. It sells smokes, lotto tickets, and overpriced liquor to people who don't ask questions. But in the back is where the real work happens. I walk past the cashier, a scrawny kid with acne scars and a permanent slouch. He doesn't even blink as I push through the stockroom and punch in the code on the steel door. Inside, the air changes. It smells clean. Cold. Like money and control. A man stands behind a desk stacked with burner phones and ledgers. He's tall, built like a retired boxer, his nose crooked from a fight he lost years ago. Leo. My fixer. He looks up, his eyes widening slightly before he schools his face back into indifference. You look like shit. You look like you still need a job, I rasp. He shuts his mouth. I drop into a chair, swallowing a groan as my stitches pull. Tell me. Leo leans against the desk, arms crossed. It's been quiet. Too quiet. Marco's been acting weird. Define weird. He's been making calls. Private ones. And he's been meeting with people he normally wouldn't touch without your say-so. A slow, creeping sickness settles in my gut. Marco has been with me for years. He's seen what I do to traitors. But this smells like betrayal. Leo slides a burner phone across the desk. I already wiped it. New number, clean history. I take it without a word, pressing my thumb against the power button. The screen glows to life. The first number I dial is one I've known by heart for years. It rings once. Twice. Then. Boss. Marco's voice is low, wary. I don't give him time to settle. You've got one chance to tell me where the fuck you were last night. Silence. Marco. I, his voice cracks. Boss, I swear I don't. I grip the phone tighter. Don't lie to me. A breath. A pause. Then he says it. I can't do this over the phone. I glance at Leo. He gives a single nod. Fine. My voice is ice. Tell me where. Warehouse on 5th. 1 hour. I hang up. Leo raises a brow. You trust him? I let out a slow exhale. No. The meeting. The warehouse is dark, abandoned, and reeking of mildew and lost time. It used to be a slaughterhouse before the city shut it down. Now it's just another forgotten husk where bad things happen. Marco is already inside when I arrive. He stands near a rusted-out meat hook, his hands stuffed in his pockets. He looks different. Nervous. Like a man who's realized he's out of moves. I keep my gun tucked against my thigh, but he knows it's there. Talk, I order. Marco swallows. Boss, I didn't. You set me up. He flinches. No, I didn't. Then explain. His jaw tightens. There was a deal. Some big shot wanted to meet you directly. Said he had an offer. I told you about it. You agreed. I search my fractured memory. A deal. A meeting. The promise of something too good to pass up. And then nothing. Who was it? I press. I don't know. His voice is desperate now. He used a middleman. Some slick bastard I've never seen before. Lies. I step closer. You're telling me that some random fuck waltzed into my city, set up a meeting with me, and you didn't bother finding out his name? His Adam's apple bobs. I didn't know, boss. I swear. I let the silence stretch, let the weight of my stare pin him in place. Then calmly I ask, then why the fuck did you hang up on me earlier? Marco exhales sharply. Because I panicked. Because I knew, I knew you'd think I was involved. I study him. The sweat on his brow. The slight tremor in his hands. He's scared. Good. Because the thing is, I don't think Marco set me up. Not directly. But he's still guilty of something. And I'll carve the truth out of him if I have to. I take another step forward. And that's when I hear it. Click. The sound of a safety being flicked off. Instinct takes over. I dive, twisting as the first gunshot rips through the air. The bullet punches into the wall where my head was a second ago. Marco stumbles back, his eyes wide. Shit. I don't hesitate. I grab him by the collar and yank him into the line of fire, just as the second shot goes off. His body jerks. His mouth opens in a silent scream. Blood sprays against my face. Then he goes limp. The shooter, a silhouette against the warehouse door, curses. They move fast, disappearing into the darkness before I can fire back. I let Marco's corpse drop to the floor. I don't feel anything. No sadness. No anger. Just cold, calculating certainty. Someone wants me dead. And they were willing to use Marco as bait. I kneel, running my hands through Marco's pockets. Nothing. Except a scrap of paper. I unfold it. A name. A time. An address. A lead. I wipe the blood off my face, tuck my gun back into my waistband, and rise to my feet. They took a piece of me. Now I'm going to take everything from them. Chapter 3, The Dead Don't Lie. Pain is just another language, and I'm fluent in it. My side is screaming, my ribs ache with every breath, but none of it matters. What matters is the scrap of paper in my hand. A name. A time. An address. My only lead. Marco is dead at my feet, his blood pooling in the cracks of the cold warehouse floor, his lifeless eyes frozen in an expression of shock. The man had his flaws. He was weak, sloppy, and maybe a little too greedy for his own good. But he didn't deserve to die like this. No, that bullet was meant for me. And that means I'm still a target. The air in the warehouse is thick with the scent of gunpowder, sweat, and death. The silence that follows a fresh kill is always the same. Heavy, suffocating, filled with the weight of unfinished business. I fold the paper, tuck it into my pocket, and wipe the blood from my face with the back of my hand. My fingers are steady, my heart a slow, deliberate drum. I've been in this game long enough to know when I'm being hunted. But they don't know me. They don't know that I'm the one who does the fucking hunting. The message. I slip out of the warehouse, moving fast. The shooter is gone, but they won't be far. This was meant to be a clean execution, quick and easy. Someone underestimated me, and that mistake is going to cost them everything. The city is alive outside, buzzing with neon and the sound of sirens in the distance. I blend into the shadows, moving with purpose. I need wheels. I need firepower. I need to pay a visit to the name on this paper. But first, I need to send a message. I pull out my phone, scroll through my contacts, and find the number I need. Leo. It rings twice before he picks up. Boss. His voice is sharp, alert. He already knows something's wrong. Marco's dead. I say flatly. A pause. Then, shit. I walk as I talk, my voice calm, measured. Someone used him. Lured me into a trap. Leo exhales. And the shooter? Gone. But I have a lead. I pull out the paper, glance at the name. Adrian Vega. Ring a bell. Leo is quiet for a moment then. Yeah. I know the name. Guy used to move weight for the Mexicans. Smart, careful. Then he vanished. Word was he got into something bigger. Bigger. Like the organ trade. My stomach twists, but I keep my voice even. I want everything on him. Now. Leo doesn't hesitate. On it. I hang up. Adrian Vega. If he's the one who put me on a slab and cut a piece out of me, I'm going to make sure he feels every second of what I do to him. The hunt begins. The address leads me to a high rise in the better part of the city. The kind of place where rich assholes play crime lords, thinking money makes them untouchable. It doesn't. The lobby is sleek, marble floors, gold accents, and a bored-looking concierge who barely glances up as I stride past. People like me don't belong in places like this, but I move like I do. Like I own the fucking building. Elevator to the penthouse. Of course. I press the button, my fingers twitching with anticipation. I don't expect Adrian Vega to go down easy. Men like him don't. But I'm not here for easy. I'm here for answers. And if I don't like what I hear, I'll take his kidney just to make it even. The elevator dings open. I step inside, hit the top floor, and lean back against the cool metal. The pain in my side is a dull roar now, but I ignore it. Focus. Breathe. Kill. The doors open to a hallway lined with expensive artwork, the kind that screams, "Look how much money I have." At the end of the hall, double doors. Penthouse. I check my gun, roll my shoulders, and step forward. This is where the fun begins. The betrayal. I don't bother knocking. I kick the door open. The apartment is dimly lit, floor-to-ceiling windows showcasing the glittering city skyline. A glass of whiskey sits half-empty on a sleek black coffee table. And sitting across from it, Marco. Alive. I freeze. My mind struggles to process what I'm seeing. Marco, who I watched take a bullet, who I felt go limp in my hands, is sitting in a goddamn chair, sipping whiskey like he didn't just bleed out in that warehouse. And next to him, Adrian Vega, a tall, sharp-dressed bastard with cold eyes and a cigarette dangling from his fingers. He smiles. Welcome back, Red Market Queen. My grip on my gun tightens. You have 5 seconds to tell me what the fuck is going on. Marco sets his glass down. It was the only way, boss. His voice is calm. Too calm. I take a step closer, my blood boiling. The only way for what? To get you out. Vega exhales a cloud of smoke, watching me like I'm a fucking chess piece he just moved into checkmate. You were getting sloppy, he says smoothly. Making enemies. Moving too much weight, stepping on too many toes. The wrong people started looking at you. The wrong people started asking questions. I shake my head, rage blinding me. So you sold me out. Marco sighs. I saved you. I snap. I move fast, my gun aimed at Marco's head. You put me on a table. You let them take a fucking piece of me. His expression doesn't change. Because it was the only way they'd let you walk away. I don't hesitate. I pull the trigger. The shot echoes through the penthouse, blood spraying across the expensive furniture. Marco slumps, his whiskey glass shattering as it hits the floor. Vega barely flinches. He just smiles. Feel better? I turn my gun on him. You're next. He exhales, amused. No, I'm not. Then the doors burst open. Armed men flood the room, guns raised. Fuck. Vega leans back, smirking. See, this isn't your game anymore, Red Market Queen. You lost. You just don't know it yet. My breath comes slow, steady. My mind races. I'm outgunned. Outnumbered. But I'm not out of moves. Not yet. I tighten my grip on my weapon. And then I start to smile. Because they really don't know who the fuck they're dealing with. Chapter 4, The Queen's Gambit. Betrayal isn't just a knife in the back. It's a slow, twisting blade cutting deeper every time you breathe. Marco is dead. Again, for real this time, a hole in his head where his loyalty used to be. His blood stains the penthouse carpet, mixing with the shards of glass from the whiskey he never finished. And me? I'm surrounded. Adrian Vega lounges in his chair like he's already won, while his goons line the room, all packing heat, all waiting for a reason to blow my head off. I should be afraid. I should be panicking. Instead, I smile. Because these motherfuckers don't know me. They don't know that I don't lose. I flick my gaze to the nearest gunman, a tall, mean-looking son of a bitch with a scar running down his cheek. His finger twitches on the trigger. He's nervous. Good. The nervous ones make mistakes. Vega exhales, tapping ash into an expensive crystal tray. You really are something, you know that? I keep my gun steady, barrel pointed at his face. Yeah. He nods. You should be dead. Hell, you were dead. And yet, here you are, standing in my penthouse, covered in your second-in-command's blood, still thinking you have the upper hand. I tilt my head. Who said I think I have the upper hand? His smirk falters just a little. I step forward, slow and deliberate. The gunmen shift, fingers tightening around their triggers, waiting for an order. You fucked up, Vega, I say softly. You should have put 2 bullets in my head and dumped me in the river. But you got greedy. You wanted to use me. You thought you could break me. I take another step, my voice dropping to a whisper. You thought wrong. Then I move. The slaughter. I drop low, twisting as I fire. The first bullet takes Scarface in the throat. He chokes, gurgling as he collapses. The room explodes into chaos. I roll behind a marble column as gunfire erupts, the sharp cracks echoing off the penthouse walls. A bullet grazes my shoulder, heat searing my flesh. I grit my teeth and pop out, squeezing off 2 quick shots. One of Vega's men drops, clutching his gut. The others scramble for cover. Vega is still seated, watching with a strange sort of amusement. He doesn't reach for a gun. He doesn't move at all. Because he thinks this ends with me in a body bag. He doesn't know I've already planned my exit. I duck behind the bar, knocking over a crystal decanter as bullets rip through the wood. My breath comes fast, adrenaline drowning out the pain in my side. Then I hear it. A soft beep. Right on schedule. Leo always said I was paranoid. that I didn't need an insurance policy for every meeting. But paranoia keeps you alive. And right now, my insurance policy is 20 floors below, strapped to the gas line in the building's basement. I press the detonator in my pocket. The explosion shakes the entire penthouse. The floor trembles. Lights flicker. The glass windows rattle in their frames. Screams fill the air. The gunfire stops. I don't wait. I vault over the bar, shooting as I go. Two more down. A third stumbles, blood blooming across his chest. Vega is on his feet now, finally looking worried. The sprinklers kick in, raining down on us, mixing with the smoke and blood. I stride toward him, my gun steady. He reaches for something, a weapon, a knife, a last-ditch attempt at control. I shoot him in the knee. He drops like a fucking rock. The queen makes her move. Vega gasps, clutching his leg, blood seeping through his fingers. I crouch beside him, pressing the barrel of my gun against his forehead. "You cut me open," I murmur. "You took a piece of me." He grits his teeth, sweat dripping down his face. "It wasn't personal." I press harder. "It is now." His eyes dart to the side, to the balcony. He's looking for an escape. I laugh. "You really think you're getting out of this alive?" The building groans, the foundation trembling from the explosion below. We don't have long before the whole place goes up. Vega's breathing is ragged. "You're making a mistake." I lean in, my voice deadly. The only mistake was letting me wake up. Then I pull the trigger. His head snaps back. Blood splatters across the marble floor. His body twitches once, then goes still. And just like that, Adrian Vega, the man who tried to steal my life, is nothing more than another corpse. The escape. The penthouse is burning. Smoke curls from the vents. The floor beneath me trembles. Time to go. I reload my gun, step over Vega's body, and head for the balcony. The glass door is already shattered from the explosion. 20 floors up. No stairs. No elevator. But there's a maintenance scaffold. I climb onto the metal frame, gripping the rusted bars as I lower myself down, my muscles screaming in protest. Halfway down, another explosion rocks the building. Flames burst from the windows above, shattering glass, sending shards raining down around me. I don't stop. I keep moving. By the time my feet hit the pavement, sirens are wailing in the distance. The city is watching. The Red Market Queen is still alive. And there's only one thing left to do. Finish the game. Chapter 5, The Throne of Ash. The city is burning behind me, smoke curling into the night sky like a funeral pyre. The high-rise is collapsing floor by floor, a violent symphony of crumbling steel and shattered glass. Sirens wail in the distance, flashing blue and red slicing through the darkness. But I don't stop to watch. I keep walking. My side is on fire, my ribs are screaming, but pain is a luxury I don't have time for. I just killed Adrian Vega. I just burned down the empire that tried to gut me like a fucking fish. And now there's only one thing left to do. End this once and for all. I slip into an alley, pressing my back against the cold brick, catching my breath. The weight of everything presses down on me, but I push it aside. I can't afford weakness. Not now. Not ever. I reach into my pocket and pull out my phone. Leo picks up on the first ring. "Boss." I exhale. "It's done." A pause. "Then. Good. But we've got a problem." "Of course we do." I wipe a smear of blood from my forehead. "Talk." "The Colombians just put a bounty on your head. 2 million dead or alive." I close my eyes. 2 million is enough to make every lowlife in this city come sniffing for me like rats to a corpse. I should have seen this coming. Vega wasn't just running a business, he was a fucking broker. And now that he's gone, the people who depended on him are scrambling for blood. "My blood." Leo's voice is tight. "You need to disappear. Disappear." The word sits heavy in my chest. I've spent my whole life building my empire, carving my name into the bones of this city. I've bled for it, killed for it. And now the game is shifting beneath my feet. I can run. Or I can remind these motherfuckers who the hell I am. I take a slow breath. Then I say, "Meet me at the docks. Bring the heavy artillery." Leo hesitates. "Boss." I cut him off. "Just do it." I hang up. I'm not going out like this. Not like some wounded animal, running with its tail between its legs. If they want my throne, they're going to have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. The final showdown. The docks are quiet when I get there. Too quiet. Fog rolls off the water, thick and heavy, swallowing the city lights. The smell of salt and rust clings to the air. Cargo containers tower over the empty lot like gravestones, their metal frames casting long shadows under the dim glow of floodlights. Leo is already waiting, a duffel bag at his feet. He looks tense, fingers twitching. You sure about this? I crouch, unzip the bag. Inside guns. A lot of guns. I smile. Yeah. Leo exhales, running a hand through his hair. Then we need a plan. The plan is simple. The Colombians think I'm running. They think I'm weak. They don't know I want them to come for me. They don't know I set a trap. We load up, taking position behind the cargo containers. Leo has a rifle. I take two pistols, one in each hand. The weight is familiar, comforting. Minutes pass. Then footsteps. A lot of them. Figures emerge from the fog, moving like shadows. I count at least 10. Maybe more. The bounty hunters. The ones sent to collect my head. One of them steps forward, a tall man with a scar across his jaw. His accent is thick when he speaks. You should have run, Queen. I smile. And miss the party? His lip curls. Last chance. Surrender, and maybe we let you die quick. I roll my shoulders. That's cute. Then I pull the trigger. The last stand. Chaos erupts. Gunfire shatters the silence. The smell of gunpowder fills the air. I move fast, slipping between the cargo containers, dodging bullets, returning fire. A man drops to my left, blood spraying from his throat. Another stumbles back, clutching his gut. Leo is covering me from above, picking off targets one by one. But they just keep coming. I dive behind a stack of crates, breathing hard. I'm outnumbered. Outgunned. And I fucking love it. I reload, peek around the corner. Scarface is still standing, barking orders, his men spreading out. I need to take him out. I exhale, steadying my aim. One shot. One kill. The bullet catches him between the eyes. He drops. His men falter. And that's all the opening I need. I push forward, gun blazing, cutting through the last of them like a goddamn executioner. Then silence. Smoke drifts through the air. Bodies litter the ground. I stand in the middle of the carnage, breathing hard, blood dripping from a gash on my arm. Leo steps up beside me, lowering his rifle. He looks at me, then at the bodies. Then back at me. Jesus. I wipe the sweat from my brow. You still with me? He lets out a breathless laugh. Fuck yeah. Good. Because this isn't over. The final decision. I stare out at the water, watching the reflection of the city ripple on the dark waves. I have two choices. I can vanish. Disappear. Let the world think the Red Market Queen is dead. Or, I can rebuild. Stronger. Meaner. More ruthless than ever. Leo watches me carefully. What now? I turn to him, my decision already made. We start over. His brow furrows. You serious? I nod. Vega's empire is up for grabs. The Colombians are weak. The city is bleeding. I wipe the blood off my hands. It's time to remind them who the fuck runs this town. Leo grins. Damn right. I look back at the city. My city. They thought they could take me down. They thought wrong. I'm still here. And I'm coming for everything. The end.